Okay, let's get started. Am I at prop location?
No. To your right a little bit.
My right, okay.
And that is 6, 5, 4.
Hold on. No. I'm not sure if I really messed up. I put this back. That's right. Okay. Let me say it one more time. Give me the right location. The location?
Yeah. 5, 3, 2.
Hello, my friends. I'm Paymon Montehede, the president and founder of Freedom Law School. And tonight I'll be talking about the topic of cashless society, FedNow, central bank, digital currency, or CBDC. So, as always, at the end of the presentation, I will be answering your questions about restoring freedom, the IRS, defunding the corrupted federal government, the swamp. So, and all these questions will be answered at the end. So I'm going to start first. I'm going to first do basically, I'll spend a few minutes about this issue of end of cash, CBDC, FedNow, because the question has been coming up. Then I will play for you guys my presentation at the 2023 Restore Freedom Rally we held in Orlando, Florida, in January of 2023. Because that will educate you a lot about this issue of cashless society that keeps coming up in the freedom movement. So this way you guys will have a broad understanding of this issue, what it is, what it's not, a lot of the myths and misinformation out there. But for those of you who don't know this about me, my background is in finance and economics. I attended the University of California. I graduated and got my degree in business administration with a focus on marketing, finance, communication, and economics. And while in university, I did 6 months of real estate home loans. And I also, while I was in university and afterwards for about 6-7 years, I did life insurance sales and mutual funds, individual retirement accounts, basically some basic financial planning. And then I've been involved in helping many others with real estate transactions, how to buy real estate with no money down, creative financing, and I predicted the Great Depression of 08. I was warning people about it. It's coming up. So I have a background in finance and economics that enables me to understand these things like the Federal Reserve, you know, privately owned. I knew that my economics classes, it was a fraud, a scam, because it teaches that, but that they make money out of thin air. Anyhow, with that background, I just want you to know I'm not making this stuff up. I know this topic that I'm going to be presenting to you guys about. So with that, we're going to start with my favorite book cover, The Federal Mafia, by the late great Irwin Schiff, and we're going to start rolling the topic of the end of cash, CBDC, and FedNow. Hello, my friends. I am Paymon Mutahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will talk to you about, is this now the end of cash? Is it coming? Will the central bank digital currency, CBDC, and FedNow bring on a cashless society? Well, watch. Because I will show the answer to you. The short answer is no. Why? Here it is, folks. What I'm going to do now is give you a short presentation on the topic. Then after that, you will see my presentation on the issue of cashless society. Is it here? At the Restore Freedom Rally or Freedom Law School, which was presented in January 2023 in Orlando, Florida. So to get into this topic, folks, we're going to go to the website of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. The privately owned Federal Reserve has a public side to it. That's the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, which is put on there to make it look like it's part of government, even though the system, the real power, is in the private part. The Board of Governors is appointed by the president, the members of it, but still, it gives us the information we're looking for. So this is the official source for the answers we're looking for, because they do have on their frequently asked question, okay, a page, a question. Is FedNow replacing cash? Is it a central bank digital currency? And the answer, folks, is very simple and to the point. It's no. FedNow is not related to a digital currency. FedNow is a payment service the Federal Reserve is making available for banks and credit unions to transfer funds. It is like other Federal Reserve payment services such as Fedwire and FedAc. The FedNow service is neither a form of currency nor a step toward eliminating any form of payment, including cash. And they elaborate a little bit more on this topic by saying this, okay? That the FedNow service is an instant payment service provided by the Federal Reserve, launching in July 2023, so it's not even begun yet. FedNow will be available to depository institutions such as banks and credit unions in the United States, and will enable individuals and businesses to send instant payments through their depository institution accounts, okay? So, folks, this is a way for you to send money to somebody else more quickly, more efficiently. That's all it is. Transfer money will be expedited with advances in technology. As you see, they continue by saying that instant payments allow individuals and businesses to send and receive payments within seconds at any time of day on any day of the year, so that the receiver of a payment can use the funds almost instantly. Bam! Folks, that's all it is, an expedited money transfer system. Okay? And the Federal Reserve has made no decision on issuing a central bank digital currency, CBDC, and would only proceed with the issuance of a CBDC with an authorizing law. That's key, folks. A law has to authorize it, okay? They cannot on their own do this thing. The Congress of the United States would need to do that. So all this talk about CBDC being a cashless society, government digital currencies, a bunch of utter nonsense. We go to another page of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve on central bank digital currency, CBDC, frequently asked questions. So what is it? They answer the questions. What is a central bank digital currency, CBDC? A CBDC is a digital form of central bank money that is widely available to the general public. Central bank money refers to money that is a liability of the central bank. In the United States, there are currently two types of central bank money: currency issued by the Federal Reserve and digital balances held by commercial banks at the Federal Reserve. Okay, so the paragraph number two answers the questions people often ask. Will a U.S. CBDC replace cash or paper currency? Well, the answer is the Federal Reserve is committed to ensuring the continued safety and availability of cash and is considering a CBDC as a means of to expand payment options, not to reduce or replace them, okay? And again, on the question about has the Federal Reserve decided to create a CBDC, okay? So again, they continue saying the paper that they're writing about this issue is not intended to advance any specific policy and no decisions have been made at this time. The Federal Reserve has made no decision on issuing a central bank digital currency and would only proceed with the issuance of a CBDC with an authorizing law. There you go. You need to have a law authorizing law to create or issue a CBDC. Congress of the United States must act, make a law for that. See, the law for all is, look at this. Right now, the law about money, the paper in your pocket, what makes it money? You see it right here. Check this out, okay? This is from United States House of Representatives Lawyers official website, uscode.house.gov, from Title 31, Money and Finance, subtitle for Money, Chapter 51, Coins and Currency, Subchapter 1, Monetary or I, Monetary System. Here it is, Section 5103, Legal Tender. United States coins and currency, including Federal Reserve notes and circulating notes of the Federal Reserve banks and national banks, are legal tender for all debts, public charges, taxes, and dues. Okay, so what does that mean? The word legal tender means this. You owe somebody money, you owe a debt, an obligation, you offer or tender these currency, whether it's coins or currency or Federal Reserve notes, you pay them. If they reject your tender, your offer, it doesn't matter. You paid because you offered them. You tendered legally what you're supposed to pay your debts with. That does not mean somebody has to do business with you, okay, with anything. Somebody can say, I only will buy tender barter with you with tables, with cameras, with chairs, with computers, or gold coin, or credit card. Okay, people can refuse to do business with you, refuse to do contracts, okay? But if you have debts, they must accept it. Also taxes and public dues, they must accept it. You pay your taxes, or debts, with Federal Reserve notes, they have to accept it. They cannot reject it because that's how they forced the Federal Reserve goes on us in the first place, okay? Now, what I'm going to do now is, guy, remind you again, don't worry about this with the IRS at all. It does not affect the IRS income tax, period. You still should go to freedomlawschool.org. That's where you learn to restore freedom. And you will never again voluntarily have to pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely, guaranteed. You click on the bottom of this and you go down, you see 7 steps to free yourself of IRS deception, fear, robbery, and slavery, and live free with a lifetime guarantee if you so choose. You should go down, folks, and start the 7 steps, okay? Go down some more and it's all right there. Step 1, follow the law, okay? Step 2, stop or end filing of income tax forms. Step 3, realize that the IRS is mostly bluff. Step 4, take courage from victories. Step 5, question authority. All of these 5 steps are free. You can free yourself right now with these 5 3 steps. I encourage every one of you to take. The next 2 are optional. Okay. And that step six is join the Restore Freedom Plan. And step seven is become Paul Revere's, spread the word, and free America. So do your homework. Listen as you drive to and from work to these videos. When you come home for lunch or dinner or work, put your smartphone up, do a lunch or dinner. Watch what you already heard as you drove to and from work. I know you're too busy to watch it. I know you're busy. So listen in your car first. Use your smartphone. Be smart. Use your smartphone in your car. Listen and then watch it later if you want to double check everything by seeing it during lunch or dinner time. So now let's go ahead and watch my presentation on the cashless society. Is it here or not at the 2023 Freedom Law School Freedom Rally we had in January in Orlando, Florida? So I have to take a break now, right? I have to be here. How long is the exact time wise? 32 minutes.
Your question, please.
Hello, can you hear me? Hey, Mon, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was calling about my taxes. I can't hear you on the phone.
You hear me now?
You have a problem, my friend. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Turn your computer down.
Hear me. Okay.
So there's an echo. Turn your computer down. So now I can hear you.
Now,
you can hear me. And we have no echo.
Okay. Turn your computer down.
Computer volume down. Because you see me and it sound of it is replaying. It's going to echo.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Your name?
I
heard about
it,
and then your question.
Okay, I did not file my taxes this year.
Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question. What is your name?
Oh.
Name of you.
Oh, okay, sorry. All right, my name is James. I'm calling from Tampa. And I heard about you through your website. And,
how did you find us?
We saw a YouTube broadcast of yours one day some time ago, and we decided to call your company because you mentioned about this illegal to be paying income taxes.
Very good. Okay.
Okay.
Please
okay.
Continue.
Now. Okay. Now we my wife and I took your advice and decided not to file our taxes this year, and we wanted to know how we go about staying out of trouble with it.
When you stay out of trouble is I'll show you on our screen, okay?
Okay.
Then let me take you to on our website on the top right. Okay, let's go to homepage first. You go to our website, okay? To restore freedom and never again voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely guaranteed. If you want, you can shortcut that on the top right. Go to start the seven steps on the top right. Click on that. You click on that to scroll down. Here's the seven steps. You first follow the law based on U.S. but on the official legal websites of the U.S. government, no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income taxes, and you should start by seeing the proof in this 9-minute video and start your journey to live free now from virus deception, robbery, and slavery. So start with this video, okay? Now, there's two short videos below this. One is that on the left, how United States term, which is a key term of deception, has many meanings, different meanings in federal laws and tax laws.
And then the right shows this 100-plus video shows that for over 100 years, the income tax never applied to the average American like you and me in the 50 states. Then below those are the three complete full videos on these topics. You should watch these. Of course, what you do, as I say, in your car, to and from work, listen to it first. Okay? Then when you get home or work at lunch or dinner, you can put your smartphone, watch. Okay? So that is step one. Then you go down to step two. Stop filing income tax return. Because when you sign an IRS 1040 form confession form, you're putting a noose around your neck and tell the IRS that you owe them money. This is the truth shown in this cartoon. You put the noose around your neck. Okay? So you watch this video, how you give the IRS the power to audit you, empty your bank accounts, steal your property, put you in prison, and how you can avoid tax prison 100% of the time. You can continue to step two in there. Step three, you go down, realize the IRS is mostly bluff. Okay? And really, this cartoon says it all. It is the truth. They're bluff that the media made up to fool you. Okay? So read these four bullet points there. Watch this 9-minute video. And then after watching 9-minute video right here, you go further down into step three. And you go to step four. Take courage from our victories. I've beaten them. So can you. Godzilla is a myth. IRS is really toothless if you really look at them closely, like I've shown you, and I have beaten them. So go there and see how I've beaten them. Our students have beaten them in step four. Then step five, you question authority. Okay? Okay. You don't have to pay tribute to the beast. It's really Satan, IRS. You don't need to be a slave. You don't need to be afraid. Why is your congressman who write the laws? Okay, they write the tax laws. File and pay income taxes. Only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file and pay income taxes. If they cannot show you the law, you can safely free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Okay? So watch that. All of these first five steps are free. Free. Zero cost to you. Make sure you do these, everybody. The next two steps are optional. Okay? You go down to step six, join Restore Freedom Plan. Be joining other patriotic, red-blooded Americans, like the founding fathers of America. They got together to create freedom in this continent, get a guaranteed freedom for us, and you can join Restore Freedom Plan with a lifetime guarantee. You can legally stop filing and paying income taxes. As long as you are a member of the Restore Freedom Plan, Freedom Law School will stop the IRS from collecting your money, or Freedom Law School will even reimburse you in full. Okay? And then what comes step seven. Remember, click on the steps continue for more details after the video. Step seven, spread the word. Okay, you want to share this with friends, family, colleagues, everybody else. With that Freedom Opportunity Plan, you get paid for every American you liberate from IRS fear, evidence appearing real. Folks, that's you. That is you, James, on the horse of Freedom Law School. You're the one that will let others know to join Restore Freedom by giving them the truth, empowering the American people with the law. America and our families will be again restored to freedom like it was meant to be. On your way to and from work, put that cell phone, smartphone in to use in your car, and it's all there for you. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Young up, long ago. Long time ago.
A minute, yeah.
Well, who knows? He might have been an IRS agent. For all I know. You know, because that, you know, they try to spy on me. They try to set me up. Once I tell them, follow the law on the first page, to them it's like garlic to vampire. Oh, no, not the law. Whoa. They hide. I've had IRS agents call me before, try to set me up. And I tell them, look, read the law. Follow the law. They say, oh, we can't get payment for that. So they back off. All right. Let's go. We have a call from area code 503. Okay. I don't know if the guy was IRS agent or not, but I don't know why he did not stick around. But that was easy to do, just stick around. 503-933 prefix, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
My name is Mark. I heard about you from the Stu Peters show. And my question, I called your company last week, spoke to George, and he told me to get on here and ask the question that I asked him, because there's more chance you could answer it. For 2021 taxes, I never got those done because my tax preparer ended up like stopped doing the taxes, so I had to find another person. Found another person. I found out by the end of close to the end of December that the person never got my taxes done. So I then went to another place, actually from the show InfoWars, even though I love Alex Jones, their stuff, the tax preparers they have there are not very good. And ended up like starting with them. Then eventually, right now I'm kind of in a dispute with my credit card company to reimburse my $1,000 because of what kind of happened that they never got things done. Anyway, finally moved it to a third place in Arizona. And that's the place that has my 21 taxes right now. They had a portal that I had to send all the stuff to, which I did, and then they had me fill out a form to get an extension for the 2022 one. Anyway, I'd seen you on Stu Peters. I eventually got, you know, your site on Rumble and watched a little bit of it. The first time I watched it, I was kind of going like, yeah, you know, this all sounds good, but I'm going like, you know, if I go to court, you know, how am I going to pay for this and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, then I realized that you actually do take care of that part of it as well if it gets to that point. And I checked out your calculator on there for, you know, what I'm making and how much it would cost and all that type of stuff. And so the guy, what George told me was, is that my extra questions were, I first asked about state tax. He said, let me go check it. He said it looked like, and I'm from Oregon, that Oregon state tax is piggybacked on the federal one. And so he said it most likely would be okay, but he said that California, which is right next to Oregon, is a major pain in the butt, not paying the state tax, and that they really come after you. And so he says, we don't advise that, but Oregon, he said, it looks like you can do it, but I'm not 100% sure on the state tax. Anyway, he said the main reason I needed to talk to you was I deal with a lot of cryptos. I've been involved in crypto since 2017, and in 2021, that's where it really jumped up high. We hit, you know, like 70,000 on Bitcoin, and all the other cryptos, you know, went behind it. And then 2022, we had the big, you know, dive and still are in a kind of a low area right now. Anyway, that's what I was worried about the most. I have a business. I run, have my own business as well. And he said I should give you a call to find out, I guess. I don't even know if the guys in Arizona have started my 21 taxes, but they've got all my stuff, you know. And he said I should talk to you to see if I should let them do the 21 taxes and then start with you in the 22 taxes since I should. They sent in this extension that I filled out for them. But I don't know if they've done anything, because like I said, they haven't called me on anything. I haven't heard from them in probably about 3 weeks now. And so I wanted to talk to you guys before, you know, I called them and decided what direction to go.
You are not required to file income tax all your life as long as you are not a Washington, D.C. resident or citizen, nor have you ever been a federal contractor or worker. So why the rope around your own neck? Remember, when you fill out a tax form, what you're doing is this. Why would you do this for 2021? Let's rope around your neck under oath, sign a piece of paper saying you owe the money, and you claim all those exemptions and deductions. You're going on an opinion of these tax people, these so-called experts, accountants. They claim to know the law when they don't. See, they're going on their opinion. But where I go from, where you want to go, is you want to rely on the official legal websites of the U.S. government. Folks, that's the only place you can rely. You can rely on an accountant, bookkeeper, CPA, lawyer, IRS agent on the phone, in person, or in writing. You must go to official legal websites of the U.S. government. That is the only source of law that everyone and anyone can rely on, the official legal website of the U.S. government, and not required to file and pay income taxes for 21 and 22, so don't. And we can protect you for both years, my friend. Call up, give me George, join the Restore Freedom Plan, my friend, and we're going to take care of you, protect you, and you're going to be part of the solution, my friend, for freedom. You feel proud you're doing the right thing, you know, for your family and America at the same time.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great, Payman. What do you think about the state tax? Should I do the same thing? Because of what George saw, he said that it was piggybacked to the federal government, or what?
Because Oregon does follow federal, yes. We can protect you from Oregon because Oregon follows federal law. When you fill out the federal form, if you were to fill out one, your number would be zero. So if you take that number, federal form, put that zero on the Oregon tax form, zero on the Oregon tax form is below the minimum filing requirement for Oregon. Therefore, you are not required to file and pay Oregon state taxes either.
Okay. And if I have been receiving some stuff from, I'm just looking at here, the Department of Revenue. It's not anything big. It's like they're wanting to hit me for like it's $165.28. I haven't responded or anything to them, but that's something you guys would look at or something like that if after I joined up?
You got some letters from Oregon Department of Revenue. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
For what years?
Let me see on here. It's for my business, and all it's saying is you owe the state of Oregon the unpaid debt listed on the next page. Please pay the total amount shown within 60 days of the date of this notice. And
Okay. Yeah. That is a pre-existing problem that your business has. I have no idea about the history, how, according to their letter, you have come to right now owe them this money. What is the amount, by the way, about?
It's $165.28.
Really? You're worried about $165, my friend?
I'm not worried about it. I'm just asking the question.
What to say about it when I see the correspondence that led to this letter? But we can look at that little minor issue also, give you some advice on what it is and what you could or should do about it, your options. Because that's a pre-existing problem from past years. You don't even know what year this is from, 2018, 19, 16, right?
My guess it would have it, it my guess, it would have to be from 21 or 22 because I've always had paid my taxes.
Nope.
The only time.
Not,
the first time ever I haven't paid my taxes.
Cannot be for either one. No. Cannot be for either one. 22, you still got time, number one. And 21 even. You know, they're not, you know, that's too new. This is, I guarantee this is an older year for 20, 19, 18, or a previous year. And it is somebody in this letter or the previous letter they gave you. Some states are lazy, and they do not list on every letter what the amount is due from. But I got to see that letter. Without a letter, it's like you call the doctor. Doctor, I got a backache. On the phone, tell me, can you fix it? Can you fix it? What should I do? Well, I don't know. Without seeing your back, examining you, I cannot give you a definite clear answer, right? I'm a doctor, but I do not know exactly without seeing you or the paperwork. So, yes, we'll take a look at your pre-existing situation as a member and give you guidance on that as well.
Okay, so after I sign up, then whoever I get gets in charge of me will look at this letter and tell me what to do.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess the next step, I need to call up the Arizona place and see if they even started on my taxes. If they start on my taxes, what do you want me to tell them to stop? Or, well, you know what I mean?
Stop. No more money to them. Get anything back from you can get because you wasted it. And your Restore Freedom Plan will take care of you from here forward.
Okay. Okay, well, that sounds good, Payman.
All right.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome, my friend. Simple enough, my friend. I try to simplify things, my friend. You know, it doesn't have to be a complex deal at all. All right. Thank you for calling. Thanks for being a supporter of Stu Peters, by the way. He's a great freedom guy. Let's go to the next call from area code. Oh, you're welcome, my friend. Area code 911 caller. We're live. Please give me your first name. How did you hear about us? And then your question, please. Call from Miracle 971. You're alive. Hello? 97 area code caller. Are you there? You're on. Go ahead and ask your question. Are you there? You have a terrible connection. Really bad.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes. Bluetooth and speaker phones do not work. Do not use Bluetooth or speaker phones. Okay, they don't work. They pretend they work, but they don't. All right, what is your first name?
Okay. Lita, this is and I'm from Oregon.
Okay. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
From a truth group. So it's just social media.
Online, okay. Very good.
Yeah, online.
And how may I help you? Okay.
So I have a question. I received a notice, like a demand notice letter back in January. And then in February, I got another letter. I was supposed to respond within 30 days. And then I spoke to someone.
From
they sent like a letter every
from
month
who?
From the
from
Oregon
who?
State, the state of Oregon.
Okay.
The state of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And so to make a long story short, I did call about this before, so I didn't do anything. I decided not to do anything. But then, since I didn't respond within the 30 days of filing, again, this is someone this week, so I decided to call them. Just because they basically said on the third letter, which was in March last month, so every letter since January, they would send me a letter. Finally, in March of last month, it was basically saying, since you didn't file, they calculated my tax and basically said that you have to pay this by next Monday. And if I don't, they're going to, on the letter basically says they may like garnish my checks or my bank account or put a tax lien on me and put like a list of a bunch of stuff. But the other letter said that I could appeal and I have like 90 days. And that was I was planning on doing an appeal with them because I had 90 days to do an appeal, which I still had a month, but they're making me pay by Monday. They gave me like a deadline to pay. My only concern is that I don't want it because it says it will go to collections and then they'll start garnishing my checks or a tax lien. And my only concern is that I don't want them to put a tax lien. So if I ever try to get like a loan or something, they will, like, it would be on my record or something. So what I was thinking of doing, and I kind of want to get your opinion, but is just to at least call them to do a payment plan, pay the least that I can, and then still try to do my appeal so it doesn't get to that point, if so that it doesn't go to collections.
What year is it, and how much they claim you owe them?
It's for two tax years, 2018 and 2019, and it's, I can't remember, like $5,000 or something.
$5,000 each or total?
I prefer total.
All right. Things like this, I got to see the letters you got to know exactly what's going on, give you an exact answer. Without seeing it, I'm guessing. I don't know whether this is a proposed tax, or I don't know if you asked for hearing. Did they give you hearing or not?
No.
Sounds
it's not
like
a hearing.
You had 90 days to appeal it, so you're still okay. You don't owe them nothing. If you can appeal it within any time frame, you don't owe them nothing at all. You can appeal it as they tell you. You need to sit down and slowly read the letter. They tell you your right to appeal, to go to higher level, exercise your rights to appeal. You don't owe them nothing if you can still appeal it. But you got to get your paperwork to me next Thursday night.
Yeah,
I did. To 10 videos for you for free.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Yeah, I did send it in, and then that letter, I got it last month. But the third letter, basically, which I was planning on doing an appeal, so like, since I had 90 days, so basically I have until like May, at the end of May. So I'm like, I'll appeal it. But then when I got another letter in April, they were basically saying, giving me a deadline, like you need to pay by April 29th or 24th, which is this coming Monday, that if I don't pay, then they may garnish my checks and all that stuff.
That letter was sent to you prematurely. Obviously, these are dumb computer-generated letters. They're not really watching you closely. There's nobody watching it. These are automated computer letters. Sometimes they send them out too fast. Again, I need to see those letters to be 100%. I'm trying to help you with my best educated guess. Based upon your description, which could be wrong. Often people call me. They say they got this. When I see it, it was actually something different than you described it. I'm not saying you're lying. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, often people don't describe it to me correctly on the phone. I got to see the letters. It's like the doctor tried to diagnose you on the phone. Where's your back pain? Oh, my low back here. Oh, it wasn't exactly low. It was your side. It was really your mid back, not your low back, the way you described it. So get me those letters. That's key. But I'm telling you, if you got a letter, so you have a right to appeal, that means you're good. Look, this is not a banana republic. America's not a third world country where they can just take your stuff. The reason they take your stuff is because we don't exercise the right to trial. Before the government takes you out in America, there's a thing called the due process of law, which means trial. You have a chance to ask for a trial and challenge them and be proven that you owe them the money before you pay them anything. And you have a right to at least one level of appeal before you pay. You haven't had these from what you say. Okay? Slow down, read. I know we all went to terrible American public school system schools which don't educate us to read. But it's English. I'm from Iran. If I can understand these letters in English, so could you. You're born and raised here. Slow down. Read your letters, tells you. As long as you can feel it, you owe them zero right now. But send everything to me, up to 10 pages. The latest letters are most important. The earlier ones don't matter as much. The newer ones are most important. You can call next week at no charge. I'll answer your questions. If you want a paid private consultation, I can do that too. But you're welcome to take advantage of my free question and answer session next Thursday night by sending me your paperwork. And be sure you call me. We gave that we know it is for Thursday night. So we'll print them out, put it in front of me next Thursday when you call. I will go over it for you at no charge. Okay?
On Monday, like that's the deadline to put on the letter, but I don't think...
You're cutting out again. I can't hear you. You're cutting out.
Oh, can you... Sorry.
No, can't
I
hear
know
you.
I'm not a good service.
Those Bluetooth suck.
Can you hear me now?
Those speaker phones, Bluetooth suck. They don't work. Okay? You cannot tell, but the other side can't tell. They don't tell you. They want to embarrass you.
Okay.
You feel bad. Okay? Don't use them. You just find out. They don't work.
Okay.
Okay?
I know. I'm not on it.
Friends.
Can you hear me now?
No, can you hear clear? Yeah.
Okay.
What's your question?
Sorry, I'm not. It's not the Bluetooth or speaker. It's just the area. I'd never get service when I speak to anyone in this area. But okay. My only concern is that they were saying that I had to pay it by Monday, or
who's
else they'll
they?
Go to collections. And
who's
that's what they say.
On
the
phone?
The state.
In writing? No. No. Ignore that idiot on the phone. The law is not something.
No.
You're
on the
phone. The
letter.
Get me a letter then. I don't know. Without the letter, I can't tell you. Sorry, no, I have no answers for you.
Okay.
Did you cut out again?
Well, who's that?
You got that sound again. I can't hear you.
I said, okay, I'll just have to send the letter in.
Yes.
But that's what it basically just says, is that you need to pay by this due date. If not, they'll go to collections and it'll garnish your checks.
Look, they're not so
that
fast. They're not lazy. They're just a lazy bureaucrat. They're just threatening you to pay them early. That's they'll just scare you. Relax. If you want to pay them, go pay them. If you sleep there at night, send money. Go ahead. It's your choice. Your money. I'm not telling you not to pay them. I'm just telling you that they don't
have
cash.
I don't mind, and I haven't paid them. My only concern is that on the letter, it basically says that if you don't, they're start garnishing your checks and put a tax lien on there. And that was my only concern, because if they start putting tax liens on my properties or something like that, then that causes me a concern. But other than that, I haven't, and that's why I don't want to. Of course, I don't want to, you know. But then again, they say may.
Everybody's time. Look, I got a few more questions, okay? I told you.
Thank you.
This is America, folks. This is not a third world country. Get it to your heads. This is America. You have a right to challenge them to a trial, to appeal. If the letter says you have a right to appeal, that is it. That is it. The other person is wrong.
Okay.
Period. 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 10 periods. Got it?
All right. Point.
You have a right to appeal. They cannot collect nothing. They're just scaring you. Get it in there?
All right. Got
okay,
it.
Get it in there.
Sounds good. Thank you, Paymon. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome. I love you, girl. Don't be scared.
All right.
Go to our website.
I'm not.
No, hold on.
I just wanted to get your opinion, so that makes me feel better.
For you.
Sounds
hold
good.
Hold on. No. Wait.
Okay,
go to our website. I want you to go to step number... Which one was that? I got to tell you. Step number two. When you go to step number two, okay, could you do step number two? All right? Here we go. I'm going to take you down.
All right.
The last video on this page, you go to the last video. Where's step two? Where's the videos on here, guys? Should be videos on this page. They're missing on due process of law. Maybe that's step three. Let me check. Hold on. Let me go to step three. Maybe it's there. Hold on. Let me check. We have step on due process of law. I don't think, maybe step three. Let me check where I put it. I think it's step three now. Okay, hold on, step three. Yep, that is step three, as I remember now. At the bottom of step three, here it is. Why the IRS or state tax agency cannot simply steal your stuff, tax liens. Garnish your paychecks if you know how to challenge them, because by law, they must follow certain rules and regulations and must first give you a chance for hearing or trial of some sort and appeal before stealing your property. Okay? So these two videos explain that to you. The reason people are used to leaving the IRS can just take your money is because these bookkeepers, accountants, CPAs, they pretend to know the law when they don't. Just like the medical doctors claim to know health when they don't. All they know is how to give you drugs, which are poison. Drugs are poison. Cut your body up, radiate you, chemotherapy, and vaccinate you with this jab that will kill you. They don't know this. Your accountants, CPAs, don't know this. They do not know how to protect you or defend you. So that's why you believe they can just take your stuff. Tax lawyers are few and expensive. Some of them are incompetent too. I know this stuff. Okay? I don't know if your page because I don't
okay,
need
sounds
you.
Good. I'll look at
key parts. So watch these videos. Obama Step 3. Okay? This is about why the IRS can't just take your stuff and state, then you'll rest easy. Arlita?
Okay, cool. I'll look at that step. Sounds good. Thank you so much for your help. Have a good night.
Step 3 is very important on our website, okay? We go there. You're welcome, Lita.
All right.
Take care.
Step 3. I'm on it. Thank
step
you.
Step 3, folks. That's why I keep telling you guys. I feel like a broken record, don't I? I say listen to the videos as you drive to and from work. I'm a broken record. On your drive to car, no listening to talk radio, no music. Give yourself peace of mind. On your smartphone, be smart. Use your smartphone. Listen to videos. You were shopping, to gym, park, anywhere. Play the audio of the videos. Listen to it on your drive. You go home at dinner time, lunchtime, breakfast, be smart. Put your smartphone up again and watch it this time. All right, guys. Let's go to call from your code 970. You're live, my friend. Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and how you heard about us.
Hi, my name is Allison, and I heard about you online from Steve Peters as well.
Very good. And how may I help you?
So my question, I have an LLC, a small business, and I get a 1099 from one company in that business. So now that I have decided to not pay my taxes, do I dissolve the LLC?
Oh, hold on. Stop right there. You cannot decide not to pay your taxes because you must pay all of your taxes. What Freedom Law School says, you never owed the tax in the first place. You were deceived into believing you owe the taxes. So you watch your language.
Right.
You just set yourself up for the crime of tax evasion. That is tax evasion.
Okay.
You tell anybody, I'm not going to pay my taxes more because that's an admission that you know you owe taxes. You have taxes to pay. You just want to be cheap and not pay your fair share. No.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how you say it. You realize you never legally owed federal income taxes to begin with, and not because of that.
Right.
You will stop
voluntarily
sending your money
paying
to the criminals in a D.C. swamp. It's a reframing of the whole mind. It's like, I decided not to take the vaccine that saved my life. Oh, wait a minute. That's not correct. The corner jab does not save your life. Okay? You decide not to take a risk of beginning dying of the corner jab. Got the difference? Not
yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your question is?
The question is, how do I handle the LLC? Do I have any taxes that I have to pay on that, or how does that work?
So some companies send a 1099 to the IRS about you, about the money they paid to your LLC?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I have one company that gives me a 1099.
That's a false 1099. Just because they do that, it does not mean you have to file income tax. That's false. company must be involved in performing functions of federal public office. And then they pay somebody else, and they have 1099 the other person. They come to you, that pays you. Are they performing
right,
functions
I understand
of
that.
Federal public office? No, yep. Then that's it. That's a yeah. False form. They send a batch at the IRS, which the IRS ignores anyway. So you're fine.
So can I fill out a new W-4 with that company and put the exempt on it? Well,
you said that 1099 you. That's for independent contractors.
Yes.
Wait a minute. W-4
right.
is for employees. You got me confused.
Oh.
Are you an employee?
Okay.
Or are you an independent contractor that they pay LLC as an independent contractor? You
contradicted
yourself.
Well, somewhere I filled out something that gave them my information that gives them the ability to 1099 me.
Okay, that's right. They wanted your Satan surveillance number, slave
right.
surveillance number, misnamed social security number. So with that number, which is not your name is not Allison, you with that number,
right.
report to the satanic authority to put fear in you that they know me because they got
right.
my number.
So how do I get out of that, though, is my question. Like, how do I undo that?
You don't need to undo it. There's no need. They're
okay.
not watching you. IRS is not coming after people. Coming after. Let me show you. They're leaving non-files alone. Do you have that chart? We got to put that chart in here, guys. The one about leaving non-files alone, we got to put the chart on them. Remind me, Marcus, okay? That chart we have with non-files.
Mm-hmm.
The IRS is a crashing organization. The IRS levies are down by over 90%, okay? And I got another chart. I'm going to put it. I think I can show in this video real quick. Here we go. Yeah, I got it right here. I can show in this video. I'm going to bring it for you guys how IRS is literally leading. Here we go. That's it. I want to make it bigger. This chart shows on the left how they used to get after about a million non-filers on the top left in 2009. Okay. See that? Okay. And then I go one down on the right side, 2016, to less than 1,000 non-filers. Okay? So they have 1099s on these people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The IRS is so incompetent they're using them. So, look, I wish I could just simply have these third parties to correct that mistake. But, look, I can't do that right now. Okay, down the road, eventually, we get to the point of correcting those things, but right now we can't. Okay, but don't worry about it. Okay? You'll be fine. If you want again,
okay.
It's your choice. What you could do, if you wanted to, okay, but how do I go back on these steps, two different steps, like step three to step two? You got that? Go to what? Step seven steps, okay. So let me see if we go back here. Go through the steps. Educate yourself. Step one. Follow the law, okay? Step two, and find tax forms, okay? Step three, realize IRS is mostly bluff, okay? Step four, take courage from our victories. Step five, question your congressman about the law. Ask him to show you whether you're wrong. If you're wrong, but you're right. Step six, join the Restore Freedom Plan. And step seven, tell others, spread the word and get paid. So, first five steps are free. Do it on your own. You'll be fine on your own problem. Very, very, very likely.
Mm-hmm.
If you want peace of mind, join the Restore Freedom Plan. We'll guarantee you have no more issues with them. We'll pay them. We'll pay you whatever they may steal from you. Even if we don't win, we will win for you. But if you don't win, we'll still fully reimburse you. You are not going to prison, guaranteed, because we rely on the law. As published on government's own official legal websites. Remember that? How can he go to prison
yep.
when he followed the law? Verbatim. And he had to triple check more with your two U.S. senators and a House member. Okay? You'll be free. So you're going to be in good shape. You have two choices, on your own or do it with Restore Freedom Plan and us backing you up. Does that help you, Allison?
Right.
Any questions?
Well, thank you. Yes, Damon, thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Okay, looks like we are done for this evening. Unless somebody else has any more questions, we're going to put the call number on the screen one more time. If you have a question, dial 657-383-1755. And on your telephone pad, press 1. That will let me know you have a question. 657-383-1755. On your telephone pad, push 1. And that will let me know you have a question. And I will take your question next. All right. Yep. One more caller, you think? Oh, someone has a question in writing. Okay. Can we trust the Federal Reserve to be honest in answering these questions you're showing? Put it back on. Question. Okay. I'll come back to it. Yeah, I got it. I got the question. Here it is, folks. There, yes, you can trust them because they have to tell you the truth on their website. And they're all telling you the truth. You cannot just simply believe whatever hearsay rumor people put on internet. That's why Freedom Law School, I always rely on documented, verifiable stuff. Everything I say is on their own legal websites or their own official reports. Taxpayer Advocate, Treasury Inspector General, these are government official reports about themselves. Okay? So I've known that was the truth, but people make too much of this Fed now. Like, trust the society is here. Can you sell my presentation? We already have cash to society. I showed you. It's called Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Apple Pay. I met a young man 3 years ago that always paid everything through his smartphone. Never touch a checkbook, bank account. Okay? It was all online. Money got deposited bank account online on his smartphone, paid with his smartphone all his bills. That's cash to society. It's you choosing not to buy your groceries in cash. That further creates a cashless society. But they cannot, do not, will not take $100 bills, Federal Reserve notes, out of circulation. That is by law, legal tender, as I showed you guys earlier. Remind you again, Federal Reserve notes, okay, are legal tender. Got it? $100 bill is a Federal Reserve note by law. Okay? Title 31, Section 5103, legal tender. All right? Any more questions? Do you have one more question in written format, perhaps? What happened when Trump put the IRS in the Treasury? Well, that's like saying he put me back on. That's like saying, when did Trump divorce his homosexual lover? Trump never had a homosexual lover, and Trump never did, what he's put on there, never did this thing. The IRS, you know, what was the question put on the screen again? Who put the IRS in the Treasury? No, Trump didn't put the IRS in Treasury. Thank you. Okay? IRS has always been underneath the U.S. Treasury to begin with. So the false assumption. Guys, stop believing all the rumor hearsay you hear on the internet. Okay? Any other questions? That's it. No more call numbers, calls either. Folks, thank you for your love and support. I love you all. I really want you all to live free. I want you to be able to have an opportunity to live the life you want and you deserve, and you get the choice. Not these criminals want to force you by fear and control you. No. I dream of a world of freedom, truth, and love. Can I make you free, though? You have to choose freedom. And the only way you can do that is by going to our website, freedomlawschool.org. You must love the truth, so you seek the truth. It's at freedomlawschool.org. And the truth will
set you free. Thank you for watching. So some recordings now. What are the topics we're going to do?